We've got to talk about The Bachelor first. It's a show, you know it, you love it, or you hate it. It's where they take, you know what it is anyway, we're just going to talk about it because I have watched it for the very first time this year. I've been trying to follow the season. It's been actually hard work, Tash, producer on the show. I've actually, you've watched a couple of seasons, but I found this really hard to actually sit through.
Why? Well, what's been the most difficult part?
I would say just the behaviour of the contestants really, really, really irks me because it just reminds me of being in I've just been in situations before where everyone's all just annoying to each other and everyone's so, oh my God, hey Bryce, that was so nice when you did that. And they're lying and you know they're lying, but you have to say, oh yeah, thanks. And I don't know what it is, it's just this. And they all hate
yeah.
each other, but they pretend to like each other and I don't know.
Welcome to the secret life of being a girl.
Really? You think
no,
so?
No, like, it depends. Like, hopefully your friends aren't, you know, like that to you.
I mean,
I definitely know groups of girls who are 100% like that.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think I know, like, there's heaps of groups like that where I was talking to someone about this the other day. I definitely know groups of guys who can't be actually, like, can't be real with each other unless they're at a festival drunk. And that's when they'll be like, I love you, man. But otherwise, they just speak in awkward formalities and, like, and just in jokes. Anyway, because I'm sure the dudes behave crazy in the,
No, actually, do you know what? I was saying this last week. I much prefer watching The Bachelorette because the guys are more genuine, I find. And I feel like I feel like I'm more connected to those contestants, the
really?
Guys. Yeah, they're just more genuine and they're just kind of like, there's no bitchiness. It's just all like everyone's bros and they're all
really?
Like, yeah, they're all like, you know, they like, I remember not once, they wouldn't really bitch about each other on the, you know, the monologue kind of
really?
Behind. Yeah.
That kind of surprises me. I would have thought, I did watch one episode of The Bachelorette last year and there was this guy who rocked up with like a Tiffany necklace or a ring and it was like super expensive and he was just such a dick.
Okay, that was the first episode, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure he
got eliminated.
That episode too.
Well, this two episodes that have just gone over the weekend, they did a couple. There was a skydiving date. There was a one-on-one date. There was a double date.
Double elimination date.
So two go in, one come out.
Yeah.
And it was the villain of the show. Jen was, she's in a trio of villains, although mainly it's just her and Leah are the villains. But they went in, she went in, and then this girl who literally hasn't said anything all season, hasn't been shown, never smiled, never done anything.
Never had like a one-on-one chat with Maddie.
No. So I was very curious as to how she would go. But both of them didn't seem happy. Jen started crying when she was announced. And
a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, then they went on, and what did they have to do? They literally just sat around.
Yeah, I think they just had a D&M with Maddie and telling him how they feel.
You can tell when the date isn't going to end in a kiss because they're just somewhere normal. Like, they're just in a house rather than, like, you know, we're on a rooftop in a hut and there's a dog. Like, then
just,
you know.
It just looked like your mum's, like, back porch with, like, she's decorated really nice with the cane furniture.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's a thing. And anyway, Jen came out, the villain, which, again, I don't know about this show is there was a point where this girl, Shan, started to lose her mind because she thought that Maddie didn't like her and that she was pointless for her to be there.
I think she felt like the process wasn't organic either. Like, I don't think she enjoyed having the cameras around. And
well, it's
stuff
not
like
organic.
That. Yeah,
and
it's
that's
not.
Why,
and
that's
it
why
isn't.
I had sympathy for her because, you know, it's why would anyone want to? By the way, there are like 24-year-olds on the show that are like, I'm here to meet Mr. Right, Mr. One. That's concerning to me just because it's close to my age and I am nowhere near thinking about settling down to anything, even though I am in a relationship. I shouldn't say that, right?
Yeah,
but no, I'm not like thinking, when's my marriage?
I don't think like the point of the show is to end in an engagement or to end in marriage. I think the point of the show is to find love, just no matter where that eventuates.
Just go to the club. Just go to the club. What's the point?
Is that where you found your girlfriend, in the club?
No. And actually, I said this to someone literally yesterday. You're not going to. I found like you can't. You know what? I was at the club one time, and this is what I said to this person yesterday. You're not going to find the one at the club. And the reason I say that isn't because the club is like an inferior place. It's just because you can't talk to anyone at the club.
The club is like the equivalent of Tinder.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find the thing with the club is I remember one time I was there and I was dancing with a girl and doing other things. And then she said in my ear, like, what's your name? I said my name and we talked a little bit. What are you? I don't know, just very basic things. But this club was especially loud. And so it required screaming in each other's ears. And she did that thing where she was, you know, sometimes people scream in your ear and it's like all the air from their mouth and all the volume goes directly into your eardrum. It was like that. And I was really uncomfortable. I was like, oh, just stop. And then she goes, oh, you don't really talk much, do you? Yeah, well, we're at a club and it's loud. What do you want me to do? I just think it's such a bad place to... Anyway, so...
Getting back on track.
Yeah, so they did that and the villain won. And I think that's why it's so weird to me how he's like... He made this big speech to the girls, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Like, I'm not being told to do anything by anyone. When I go on a single date, it's because I chose it. And which is such a lie. Because, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Man. Like, the thing with reality shows is, like, you think about when you watch pranks on YouTube, right? And just somehow, there's always these pranks that exist. It's like giving a homeless man $100 prank. Well, not a prank, but like a social experiment, right? And they'll go, giving $100 to a homeless person, social experiment. And then just miraculously, in the very first one they've done, the homeless man goes and he buys food for all these stray dogs, and what a serendipitous moment. And it's just somehow that happens. And anyway, of course, you know that they've set it up, and every prank on YouTube is fake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like with this show, when all these serendipitous, amazing things happen, and oh, I can't believe it. It's because it's surely fake. I don't know though.
It's all set up. I think that, like, in previous years, I don't know if I was just naive or I just not cluey with it. But I thought that it was a bit different. It kind of felt a little bit more genuine. But as I'm maybe getting a little older, a little maturer, my eyes are open now and I can kind of see it for what it's worth. I'm kind of watching it now only because of the drama. Like, that episode, I think it was episode 5, and they were hyping it up and they were like, what's going to happen at the rose ceremony?
Oh, yeah.
And then they just did it to be continued. Like, what's that about?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think, I know for me, my brain just sort of doesn't remember that it's fake. And so I really find myself getting really angry at, like, how is Jen treating this person like that? And I don't know why, but it's just making me so invested for no good reason. And that's just something that's really annoying me. I can't seem to distance myself from that as a first-time viewer.
I think it's definitely a first-time viewer thing. As a, like, seasoned professional, I think I can see through it now.
Right. Yeah, maybe I'm just green.
Yes. It's taken me a while, though.
Because the thing is, I hate all the behaviour of most of the people, but then suddenly if something romantic happens and I'm like, oh.
You're like swooning.
Yeah. But also, Maddie, I found all the Bachelors that I've seen. I saw glimpses of Richie and they're all just awkward, lame people. Like, not lame, but come on, man. Like, every date, I've said this before, Maddie J, it's, oh, you look great. Yeah, like, just come on, man. Give me something.
Extend your vocab.
Yeah. Oh, you look stunning. We get it, man. Like, this, ugh. I don't know. There was a tandem bike ride, a one-on-one date, and we were saying the girl that he took on a date, his name's Tara, and she was in the middle of opening her heart to him about how she's really insecure.
Yep.
She didn't think he would like her, and he just pulls her in and just cuts her off and kisses her.
Mid-sentence, just like she's opening her heart up and she's like, you know, I feel like you weren't going to really like me. And then I just feel like he was like, oh, stop talking.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. But I think he thought in his head, I'll prove to you.
Yeah, like, this is going to be so romantic.
I wouldn't kiss you if I wasn't into you kind of thing. But it did look a bit...
It just came across as a bit like, please stop talking now.
Yeah, no, and also got a vent about there's a... Someone I've also decided I really don't like is a girl called Simone, who just whinges all the time.
I seriously thought she was having an emotional breakdown on that skydiving.
Yeah, and
day.
You know what? Skydiving is hard.
I
would give her that. But there's other times. It seems like the problem was, what made me realize is I don't like it that much is her behaviour and her... She was extremely distressed with the skydiving
date. She was very, very distressed.
Justified reaction.
Like, borderline concerning, maybe the producers should have said stop.
Yeah.
I was a bit like, whoa, this is really intense.
Like screaming and, but in like wailing.
But then she ends up jumping out of the plane.
Which is fine. But then the thing is that that reaction isn't actually that far removed from her normal reactions to when she like doesn't get on a date, or like she has this face that she does, this sort of like sulking, oh, what? But like also, I don't know what to do sort of thing. And I don't know. It was just...
Do you know what? I think the first few episodes of The Bachelor are really cutthroat because everyone's vying for attention.
Well,
maybe I'm being a bit harsh. Like, and it's a bit like everyone has to is doing their best to get like just a little bit of alone time.
Yeah.
But I think as the season progresses, as we get further along, I feel like your mind will change about the contestants.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe I do feel like once I get a connection, maybe all the filler characters will go, and maybe then
the main ones will prevail.